If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
If you're frustrated and tired from trying out every kind of diet plan there is out there, but you still find yourself unable to lose weight, it's most likely because of insulin resistance. But with millions of people around the world that have to live with insulin resistance, you're not alone, and there is a way out of it. Insulin resistance is a likely culprit for your inability to lose weight. Aside from carrying around excess fat, insulin resistance could also put you at risk for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, raised blood sugar levels, cholesterol problems, and a myriad of other health complications. The solution to your health problems lies in the very book that you are listening to now, which contains the latest research on insulin resistance. You'll learn about everything that you need to become more insulin sensitive, as well as the foods that you should be eating, the foods you should avoid, why you need to exercise, and how to deal with possible side effects that may occur as part of going on a low carbohydrate diet. You'll also be given useful tips to help you eat well, even if you're traveling or dining out, so that you don't lose track of your diet. Your journey to better health and insulin sensitivity begins here. How insulin resistance makes us fat. Insulin, a hormone that is produced by beta cells in the pancreas, plays an important role in your body's metabolism. It affects how the body uses food for energy. Carbohydrates are broken down in the digestive tract and convert the starches and sugars that are found in most food into glucose. Glucose, a type of sugar, then enters the bloodstream. Insulin is required by the body so that cells all over the body can use glucose for energy. However, when an individual has insulin resistance, the body's cells are unable to efficiently use insulin. The cells can't absorb the glucose, which can then lead to an accumulation of sugar in the bloodstream, which will then spike glucose levels much higher than the acceptable healthy standard. Even if increased glucose levels doesn't necessarily equate to diabetes, this leads to a condition that is known as prediabetes. The exact cause of insulin resistance is still unknown, although there is a general consensus among the medical and scientific community that physical inactivity is a major risk factor. There are several studies that link physical inactivity and sedentary lifestyles to the development of insulin resistance, which usually leads to type 2 diabetes. Muscles use up more glucose than any other tissue in the body. In a healthy person with an active lifestyle, muscles use up the stored glucose for energy, then rely on glucose found in the bloodstream when more is needed. This process keeps the glucose levels balanced. After exercising, muscles are more sensitive to insulin levels, which lower blood glucose. Exercise is also effective in helping the muscles absorb glucose without insulin. Having more muscle means that the body can burn more glucose to keep blood glucose levels in check. The body will need to compensate insulin supply to keep blood sugar levels under control by producing more insulin. This causes more fat to accumulate around the stomach area and upper body, two problem areas that can cause cardiovascular disease if there is too much buildup of fat. Thin people, or those within a healthy weight range, can also be insulin resistant. However, it's just more common among overweight people. There are also theories that the following may contribute to insulin resistance. Inflammation. Added oxidative stress as well as inflammation may contribute to insulin resistance. Fructose. Consuming large quantities of fructose from added sugar in your diet, not fruit sugars, has been shown to cause insulin resistance. Gut bacteria. When the bacterial environment in the stomach is disrupted, this can lead to inflammation, which triggers insulin resistance as well as other metabolic problems.